take any chances, he thought.
Loren moved off at a cautious lope through the tunnel. The pipe was dry and empty, and easily large enough for them to stand upright. They could have run side by side if they wanted to. Occasionally, the ceiling was interrupted by pipes and clusters of cables, forcing them to duck, and on two occasions, they had to jump across a shaft. But apart from that, there were no interruptions. They reached the junction in 15 minutes. As Loren approached, Shigar reached out for her shoulder. With a firm grip, he pulled her to a halt. She looked at him inquiringly. He put one hand over the rifle's lamp, extinguishing the light. All was black for a moment. Then a dull glow appeared. The sound of faint movement echoed around them. Someone was in the tunnel just around the corner. Shigar moved forward, hardly daring to breathe. Through the force, he sensed three organisms in a cluster, but not clearly enough to identify their intentions. If they were lying in wait, why the light? If it wasn't a trap, why the silence? He eased his head around the corner. Three large horned figures stood in a cluster around a lamp, looking up at the ceiling and scratching their heads. They were clearly Hortek, which explained why they weren't talking. They were telepathic. Furthermore, the thick work uniforms they wore and tools scattered at their feet explained what they were doing in the tunnels. They were a maintenance team, and therefore perfectly innocent. Shigar took a moment to reassure Loren, then closed his eyes. His telepathic powers were modest at best, but they had been enhanced under the Grand Master to the point that she could convey simple concepts to him without speaking. The Hortek were receptive to outside thoughts and vulnerable to force persuasion. If Shigar could combine the two, he could easily get rid of them. He found the focus required with surprising ease. The practice on the way to Hutta had done him good. Within moments, the Hortek picked up their tools and moved off.
Nice one,
whispered Loren when the sound of heavy footsteps faded away. She eased around the corner and flicked the light to its lowest setting.
It gets tougher from here on, Shigar said, unhitching his lightsaber hilt. Let's not get complacent.
Hey, look at this.
Laren had the light aimed up at the ceiling, where the Hortek had been working. Something had burst through the shaft's metal wall, melting it. Several silver threads dangled down like strands of web. Loren blew gently on one of them. It swayed stiffly from side to side.
That looks like wire.
It can't be, said Shigar. It's getting longer.
Loren pointed the light at the bottom of the thread. Its terminus was visibly extending lower.
Growing? Or extruding?
Doesn't matter either way, he said. What's going on up there is none of our business.
In a Hutt's palace, I'd call that a life-saving philosophy.
The first security drone they encountered was a metal sphere that dropped whirring out of a chimney, sprouting weapons as it came. Loren downed it with one shot, beating Shigar by a bare millisecond. She blew imaginary smoke from her blaster.
You'll have to do better than that to beat, me.
She'd almost said to beat the Black Stars, but caught it in time. She didn't want him to wonder what one of the Republic's elite commandos was doing skulking about with him in the bowels of Tassa Barisha's stronghold. Just thinking about telling that story punctured her confidence. Still, what they were doing felt like old times, and the mental state was